Hi, this is Iona, and you're listening to Love Notes. So today we're talking about why it's so important to watch the language you use when you're describing your love life. And if you're not into the airy-fairy or woo-woo type of dating advice, this is a good podcast for you to listen to, because it's actually backed by a theory called confirmation bias. Now, confirmation bias is the idea that we look for evidence for, you know, things that we choose to pay attention to. So a great example is 2 years ago, Christian and I decided that we were going to buy a car, and we were looking into a blue Subaru XV. And as soon as we, you know, that came top of mind and we started talking about it, we kept seeing them on the road. And it wasn't because it was a trending car or anything, or that there were more on the market. It was just we made an active decision to pay attention to them because we were going to go buy them. Well, not them, but one. So that's pretty much how it works. So if you're thinking about, you know, online dating apps and how they don't work, somehow your brain, you're going to train your brain to look for, you know, situations where online dating apps don't work so you can validate your own thought, your hypothesis. And I think I've read something like, you know, our brain processes 400 billion bits of information per second, and we're only aware of 2,000 of them. So you really want to make an active decision to focus on the thoughts that serve you. So for example, if you want to meet a great guy, you shouldn't be thinking, you know, there are no guys, good guys left, because then your brain will actively look for, you know, things that validate that all the good men are taking. That's what you'll pay attention to. You won't pay attention to all the other billions bits of information that prove otherwise. So that's why it's really important to watch what you say about relationships, because I hear so many women say online dating apps are no good. You know, it's really hard to meet good men. Dating is hard. And that's not the language you want to be using if you want to, you know, attract healthy love into your life. So the next time somebody asks you how you're going, or whether or not you're seeing anyone, and if they're asking anything about your relationship, you know, turn it around. Just say, you know, you can say online dating apps are great. I haven't met anybody great yet, but I'm sure I'll come along. Or, you know, when someone asks you how your love life is going, you say, yep, it's great. I'm just enjoying my experience. And that's the thing to note, like, not all dates are going to be great, but it's what you take out of it. So I always say it's not what happens to you, but it's how you respond to it. So if you like this, I've got a video that goes with it. I'll leave it in the show notes once it's published. And if you want to learn how to create healthy love and attract a healthy relationship, I've actually got a mini course launched. You can sign up for free, and I hope to connect with you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.